Blog Talk Radio.
Created from dust, you came and you lived among us. You took on a frame, you walked in a pain. Now you're taking us. Oh yeah, yeah. You stepped into you
call recording is on.
Of the Lord on tonight, we want to thank everybody and welcome everybody tonight. We want to thank you for choosing, amen, more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, amen, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Praise God, and you know, First Lady 824 away, amen. Praise God, and we are here to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. It's Monday night, so you know we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God, hallelujah. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being forever present. Hallelujah. I'm not present. Hallelujah. In all of our lives, Lord, thank you for the moves that you're making. Thank you for the doors that you're opening. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you at this time. We just want to magnify you. We just want to lift your name up, Lord. You're truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. And, Lord, we want you to know we love you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, for each and everything that you do and each and every one of our lives, Lord.
You are the
we
last party in the conference.
Future. We want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And we thank you in advance for your word. We thank you in advance for your revelation. We thank you in advance, Lord, for ordering our steps. We just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless God on today. Bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're listening on Blog Talk, watching on Facebook, hallelujah. We just thank you on today. Praise God for choosing more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are about to get started, amen. But first, you know, we got to go to the scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen on today. And, you know, we go to Psalms 100. Praise God.
This call hallelujah. Is being recorded.
Amen. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Yes. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Real quick, I just want you to look at verse number 2, praise God. And verse number 2 says, to serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. See, I've been saying this by 10 years. It's all about your attitude. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What kind of attitude do you got when you come before the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. Because most of the time, praise God, we got a funky attitude. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look what he says. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. That means to be glad to do whatever work you're doing in the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever work you're doing, he is saying, amen, be glad to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't do it out of obligation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't do it out of fear. Hallelujah. Don't do it because I'm scared if I don't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do it because you're glad to do it. Do it because God has blessed you to do it. Hallelujah. Do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because there's somebody out there, hallelujah, worse off than you. Praise God. The Bible says it like this. Blessed is the cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to be glad in this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be cheerful in this thing. See, your attitude is what's keeping you from progressing with the Lord. It says serve him with gladness. And we, when we think about serving, we think about the usher voice, the deacon voice, singing in the choir, praise God. But I said it many times, that's not how we really serve God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. He said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was thirsty. You didn't give me nothing to drink. I was in prison. You didn't come see me. I was homeless. You didn't give me nowhere to stay. And they said, Lord, when? When did we do this to you? And he said, when you didn't see your brother, when you saw your brother was homeless, when you saw your brother was thirsty, when you saw your brother was in prison, when you saw your brother was hungry, you didn't do nothing to help him out. Hallelujah. You didn't serve him. And if you did, hallelujah, you wasn't glad to do it. Praise God. Some of us say, hey, we're doing the work of the Lord. But what kind of attitude you got when you're doing the work of the Lord? Hallelujah. Some of us say, hey, man, we them 2-3 times a year Christians, you know. We go out, we feed people at Thanksgiving and Christmas, glory to God. Give a few toys to tithes. But what about the rest of the year? What about the rest of the day? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God says you are to serve me all the time, not just, hallelujah, when it's convenient for you. Glory to God. And he says, serve me with gladness. Come before my presence with singing. Glory to God. Like I said before, what kind of attitude you got? Hallelujah. When you're doing the Lord's work. Well, the Bible say I gotta be obedient. Yes, you gotta be obedient. But are you glad to be? You know, some people are happy to be obedient. I know for some of y'all, that sounds kind of hard to take in. They happy to be obedient. They was happy to do what their parents told them to do. They happy to do what God tell them to do. Hallelujah! They happy to be obedient. Praise God. The problem is you need to change your attitude. Hallelujah, praise God. Why wouldn't you be happy to serve a God that died for you? Why wouldn't you be happy to serve a God that took away your sins? Why wouldn't you be happy to serve a God, amen, that said, I got a room for you. In my Father's house, there's many of them. Hallelujah, if it wasn't, I would have told you. Why wouldn't you be glad to serve this God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, out of everything he's done for you. Hallelujah, praise God. He done took you from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. You ought to be glad to serve him. You ought to not wait to serve him. You ought to wait for the opportunity to serve. You ought to be like, God, I want you to bless me just so I can serve you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The Lord said you ought to be able to say, Lord, hallelujah, bless me, so that I can bless them, glory to God. That's why he said, hallelujah, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive, because it ain't all for you to receive. It's for some of you, it's to give it away. Oh, Lord. See, if you, long as you ain't trying to hoard your blessing, glory to God, hallelujah, long as you're not like the man that Jesus talked about and you got an extra special harvest and you build a bigger barn. Hallelujah. And God called him a fool for doing that. And some of us are fools, according to the word. Hallelujah. Instead of sharing, sharing is caring. You don't care about nobody. Glory to God. You're trying to keep the blessing all to yourself. You're a blessing hoarder. Oh, glory to God. See, David was blessed, but he wasn't a blessing hoarder. He passed the blessings on. That's why as long as he lived, he didn't see the righteous forsaken or they seized up the bread for bread, because he was the head, glory to God, and he made sure that the righteous didn't beg. Hallelujah. And they seized, didn't go hungry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he was blessed abundantly. He made sure his people was blessed. Glory to God. God says tonight, and I'm going to move on, if I bless you, will you make sure everybody else blessed? If you got it, will everybody else have it, or will you be the only one having it? Glory to God. Are you going to be around here stunting with your blessing? Glory to God. Or are you going to let some other people stunt with you? Are you going to fly solo? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or are you going to have everybody fly with you? See, I'm willing to bless you if you're willing to share. I'm willing to bless you. Hallelujah. If you're willing to bless somebody else.
Yes, Lord.
I'm willing to bless you. Hallelujah. If you're willing to bless your brother. If you're willing to bless your sister. Don't tell them, be a go away. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to be on my knees for you. When you need to open up your wallet and bless them. Faith without works is dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for the blessing. Praise God.
Amen.
But God ain't going to bless you if you ain't going to pass
it.
Hallelujah. where he blessed all these other people in the world, they ain't aligned with God. You made a promise, glory to God. You said you a child of God. You got to behave like one, glory to God. See, he didn't make that promise over there, but you made that promise over here. So God say, I'm not going to bless you until I know you're going to bless somebody else, glory to God, hallelujah. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there will be meat in my house. Not just so you can eat, oh, glory to God, so that there will be meat. Hallelujah, in the house, glory to God. We thank God today. Hallelujah, amen. When God blesses, we going to make sure it's for me. Hallelujah, in the house. We going to make sure our brothers and sisters are eating. Hallelujah, that they don't go without. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, and if you do this, watch God open up the windows of heaven and pour you out that blessing. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for everything he's doing, everything he don't do. Hallelujah. The doors he's opening. Glory to God. The avenues he's opening. The crooked paths he's making straight. He's doing it right now. Glory to God. I'm trying to move forward, but the Lord say he's doing it right now. Even as we speak,
yes,
doors are opening. Even as we speak, crooked paths are being made straight. Even as we speak, glory to God, I'm ordering your steps. Glory to God. I've already made the provision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So you better hold on. I ain't no TV Jake, but I remember him saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. You better be ready right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God for everything God is doing, everything he's about to do. We give him praise. We magnify his name. We lift him up because he's worthy to be praised on today. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're just not joining us, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers within the building, and getting ready to come forth and break and bring forth the word of God. Breaking the bread of life on this evening is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, based out of Los Angeles, California. Hallelujah. Amen. L.A., the West Coast is definitely in the house on tonight. I am talking about none other than my friend, my brother in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Everybody put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are right now, come on
thank
and give
Lord.
God the praise. Come on and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him right now. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. He is worthy of our praise. Come on
Hallelujah.
And lift him up. Hallelujah.
Lord.
He
yes,
said,
Lord.
If I be lifted up, hallelujah, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah.
Oh,
somebody
man.
Needs you to lift him up. Hallelujah. Somebody needs you, amen, to praise him because your praise to God, amen, is going to cause somebody to get a breakthrough in their life. Come on here, somebody. Somebody come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless
thank
you on tonight,
Lord.
We thank you,
Lord.
You on tonight, Lord. We give your name the praise on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth, Lord. We lift you high, Lord God. Hallelujah. For all the world to see, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
There's nobody like you, Lord. We bless your holy name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Be glorified in our praise, Lord. Be glorified in our worship, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for turning things around tonight. Thank you, Lord, for doing that only what you can do, God. We vow, God, tonight that you get all the glory tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let no flesh get no glory tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let all praise, hallelujah. Let all goodness, Lord, hallelujah. Let your presence, God, fill us up tonight, God. We need to be full of you right now, God. We need for you to fill us up, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for signs. We thank you for wonders that are about to follow your word, God. Hallelujah. Confirm your word tonight, oh God. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray, God. Bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Rebuke every devil and demon, God. Hallelujah. Let no demon be able to operate, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit of distraction, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind every lying spirit. We bind every trickery spirit. Every scheme and tactic of the enemy, God. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit of witchcraft and divination, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We give you the praise and the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray tonight. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name on tonight. Somebody clap those hands one more time and give God the praise. Give him the praise that is due his holy name tonight. And we do magnify you, God. And we thank you. Amen. For there is none like you. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah. To my dear brother.
Amen.
Amen. Elder Andre tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that God got a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God got
does.
A blessing.
Yes,
hey,
he does.
With your name on it. Abando. Kurababa Sanderabo. Kuramanderebe. Ketororobo. Sande. With your name on it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many know that if the blessing got your name on it, that means that can't nobody take it? Hallelujah. Can't nobody
That's
come
right.
in and. Amen. Because your name gives you authorization. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. And so God is saying that the blessing that he got for you tonight got your name on it.
Yes, Lord.
So get ready, beloved, because you're about to enter into something tonight. Amen. We give God praise for Elder and his wife tonight. Amen.
Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, man of God. Blessings to my queen, my beautiful wife and kids on tonight. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We're getting ready to go somewhere tonight. Amen. Come with me in your Bibles right quickly. Not going to be long tonight. Long enough for God to do what he need to do.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Tonight, come with me if you will. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, we're beginning. Yeah, he want me to put 7 and 8 together. So, yeah, we're going to begin at, matter of fact, go to 6. We're going to start at 6 tonight. Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 6. When everybody get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Amen. Let your word, amen, permeate our hearts so that our minds can be changed in your presence. God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, I pray that you speak as only you can, Lord. You are the preacher. You're the teacher. You're the apostle, Lord. I thank you tonight, Lord. Let everything be all of you, God. Whatever we talked about, Lord, let it be shared tonight, God. Thank you, Rabbi Sando. Thank you, Rabbi Kundarabasi. For every ear that is online tonight, let there be a shift in the atmosphere. Let there be a shift in their atmosphere tonight. Those, Lord, who are serious about crossing over, let them cross over tonight, God. Let nothing be able to stand in their way of getting to you tonight. We thank you that the enemy's powers is being destroyed tonight.
Amen.
I decree and declare that every satanic power of the devil is broken off of God's people tonight. Lord, let their ear hear you. Let your word, Abba Sando, Rabba Seke Tororobosa, Ramanda Dororobo, Kitororobo, Shanda Rabba Kandoroboshe. I lose your anointing tonight, God. Let it go forth tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
You said your word would not return it to you void. So, Lord, I thank you for no voidness being
on tonight, but we give you the praise. Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Good morning. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost spoke in my ear. He said, tell my people to turn up. Turn up for me because I'm getting ready to turn up for them.
Amen.
Y'all didn't catch what the Holy Ghost
said. Yes, Lord.
He said, turn up. I know they talking about a recession. I know they talking about a lockdown. But God said, turn up. Because I'm about to turn up for you in your life.
Yes, Lord.
God He said, don't downplay what I'm doing. Upplay what I'm doing. Hallelujah. He said, upplay what I'm doing. He said, I know it's already sweet, but he said, add a little extra sugar on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
See, a lot of times we want to downplay because we don't want to seem like we're showing off. But God said, no, you need to show off because I'm showing off through you. I'm getting ready to do some stuff. And, people are going to talk. So if you ain't ready for the haterade, you might not be ready for this call. See, that's why God said, don't worry about what they're saying.
Amen.
Because I'm getting ready to give them something to really talk about. Y'all ain't catching what the Lord is saying tonight. He said, I'm about to do something in your life that's about to really, boy, let me tell you, our haters ain't going to know what to do with themselves. Come on here, somebody. Smelling good, looking good, having the best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, I didn't deliver you out of the world for you to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God said, I didn't deliver you to look like the world. I delivered you because I want to show off my best through you. Y'all ain't catching what the Lord's saying tonight. Hallelujah. You know how when we was in the world, we like to dress and style and profile and amen. You know, and a lot of us still like to do that, but you know, the enemy that made us feel like we don't have a right. Like, you know, oh no, you know, God don't want you to have all that. Yes, he do.
Hallelujah.
He just don't want it to have me. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God says, why would I trip out on you having $1 million?
Come on.
When I got more than $1 million in my storehouse. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We scared to ask God for big things. Come here, God said, well, what kind of God would I be if I couldn't give you something that's too big for you, but it's just right for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher. Come on,
preacher. And God is saying that's why it's in you to have, amen, things that is beyond your capacity to even get. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that as good as money is, that money without favor will still leave you broke? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I need God's favor. And God's about to give it to me. Y'all better stay with me tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody, you need to get over the hump. You right at the hump, but you need to get over the hump. You need to hump on over on God's side for your life. And I'm going to tell you tonight, somebody going to sow a seed, and this seed is going to change your life forever. You ain't listening for nothing. You listening because God got you listening for a reason.
Oh, come on over here with me to Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 6. Everybody ready? Amen. And the word of the Lord says, he that has an ear. Now, circle that word ear. He that has ear. Actually, it's saying he that has a circumcised ear, an ear to be able to hear God right now. Let him hear what the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. Hallelujah. And how many know that the church that God is talking to is not the church building? Come on here, somebody. When he told Peter, upon this rock. See, Peter had just confessed something, though. Because Yahshua wanted to know, who do you say that I am? Oh, I feel the anointing of God. I feel my help starting to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, who? First he asked, what is the people saying about me? So God was concerned about his identity. But he knew that the people could only say what they heard. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, I'm getting ready to raise up some real ones. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, God is raising up some real ones in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's raising up his real sons. He was saying, what is the people saying about? They got to say, well, some say that you Jeremiah. Some say you is Isaiah. And some say you Elijah, Lord. Because that's what they've been preaching on. That's what they have been preaching on. That's what they have been telling them. So the Lord said, well, who do you say? What's your personal opinion about who I am? Tonight, God is challenging somebody. Who do you believe that he is? Come on here, somebody. And notice out of all the disciples, only one, Simon Bar-Jonas, said something. Because that's the only one that the Father revealed himself to. Come on here, somebody. Who do you say he is in your life tonight? Because remember, he said, I am that I am. Simon Bar-Jonas, Peter at the time, he said, Lord, thou art the Christ. That word Christ in the Greek means crystal. You are the anointing. You are the anointing of the living God. You are the Spirit of the Lord in flesh. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
How many of you Amen. Believe that he is the anointing?
Amen.
Oh, Shabbat, Dodobo, Dodabasando. How many of you believe like Peter? Thou art the Christ, Lord. You are the anointing. You are the Spirit of God in the flesh. Somebody give him a praise if you believe it tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everything you are about to get tonight is based upon your belief of who he is to you right now. Peter said, thou art the Christ.
Yes, Lord.
You are the anointing in flesh. Glory to God. You are the anointing personified. Come on here, somebody. And the word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us. So, Lord, tonight, amen, let the revelation that you gave Peter, amen, arise in our spirit, arise in our soul. Somebody needs to thank the anointing of God tonight.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Don't you know that the devil is fighting you because he knows you have an anointing? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
He's fighting us tonight because he knows that there's a presence of God on your life that he
yes.
cannot defeat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
you need to give
on.
God the glory and
come
the praise.
On.
Because, the Bible says, the Bible says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Don't you know that we're in the age of the Antichrist, huh? Where you have now a system that is trying to fight against our anointing, but tell somebody, say, neighbor, no weapon formed against my anointing is going to prosper.
Weapon.
I don't care what the devil
no
do.
Weapon.
He cannot stop
yes,
my anointing.
Lord.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Praise God for your anointing
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God for your anointing
you.
Tonight. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We praise the God tonight because of our anointing. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, amen, as long as you recognize that you have an anointing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't you get your eyes off the fact that, amen, nothing can move without the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Nothing can happen without the anointing. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
I don't care how good we are. Amen. Nothing will move without the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, we need the anointing of God tonight. Glory to God to move for us in a supernatural way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's the anointing. Amen.
Neighbor,
that makes the difference in my life. Glory to God.
Ooh,
it's the anointing of God. It's the presence of God on my life. Amen. I know you think I'm all of that in a bag of chips, but without the anointing, I'm nothing. Come on here, somebody. I can't do nothing. I can't move nothing. I need the anointing. Come on here, somebody. I need the every hour. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We got to recognize.
Yes, Lord.
It's the anointing of God. So thank God for an ear to hear. Come on here, somebody. Because a lot of people are deaf right now in this hour. Amen. They can't hear God because they're too busy hearing flesh. They can't hear God because they're too busy hearing the devil. They can't hear God because they're too busy hearing the world. Amen. They can't hear God because they're too busy hearing the news. Come on here, somebody. But God said, he that has an ear, come on here, somebody.
Let him hear.
Tell your neighbor, the neighbor, do you got an ear tonight? Amen. Can I borrow your ear, neighbor? Because God needs your ear tonight. Come on here, somebody. God needs your ear tonight. Come on here, somebody. Like old folks said, can you hear me now? God said, can you hear me now? Glory to God.
Lord,
I done moved people out your way. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I done moved things out your way. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I done moved haters out your way. Can you hear me now? Come on,
hear
somebody. I moved the thing you said you couldn't live without. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Can you hear me now? Come on, hear somebody.
Come on.
Neighbor, that's why God separated you.
Hallelujah.
Because
come
he
on.
Knew you had an ear that the others didn't have. Come on here, somebody. And so God is here to get your attention. I had to put you in a place where you could hear me. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't it somehow God will move everything out the way?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hey! Oh, I feel somebody tonight in the spirit. Why? Because God don't want no excuses. Come on here, somebody. But God, you know, so-and-so, I would have been the dead that, Lord, but you know, so-and-so got out of my way. God's okay. Let me move it. Whew.
Come on now.
People still trying to figure out why they disconnected from you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
They still trying to figure out how did the separation happen.
Hallelujah. I'm okay to do that.
I was with them, and then all of a sudden, poof, God came in and separated.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
He disconnected the lines. Hallelujah. They trying to
call you and they can't get you. Amen. They trying to figure out what's going on with you. Amen. Can't you figure it out? God said, I did that.
Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody praise God for his separation power. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Read why he spoke to the church in Philadelphia. It's because the root word for Philadelphia is phileo. Phileo in the Greek means a soul love. So God is saying, I separated you because my soul loves you. We have a soul tie, and I can't let nobody break the soul tie me and you got. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, feel the Holy Ghost of God moving again. Hallelujah. God is saying the soul tie is too deep. Lord God, the soul tie is too tight. I have to separate you. Come on, hit somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, write to those who have a soul tie with me. Come on, hit somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
These things saith he that is holy. Come on, hit somebody. He that is what? Holy.
Holy.
And you wonder why God has called you to holiness and why holiness is so good in your ear and why you can't stand nothing that ain't holy. Because God said it's me, amen, that's in you, amen, and you that's in me.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. Amen. Yeah. So, yeah, you love holiness because you love everything.
Hallelujah.
About, oh, I wish somebody would shout to your God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we got to keep it holy. We got to keep it holy. Amen. 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 My soul love holiness. Come on here, somebody. My heart loves soul and love holiness. Come on here, somebody. It even sounds good when it come out. Holy. Come on here, somebody. Holy. Holy. Holy somebody, you can't have the Holy Ghost and not love holy. And you can't have him on the inside and not have a desire for holiness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to praise him in the Holy Ghost for a minute. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel somebody cutting up in the Holy Ghost right now. Hey, he that is holy, he that is true. Come on here, somebody. How many know these are the attributes of the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
People right here talking about that they got God in them, but they lying. Amen. Hallelujah. They telling lies so they can even come out of their mouth fast enough. How is it that you got the Holy Ghost, but you can't stop lying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That part get me. Because once you get the real Holy Ghost, you don't want to lie no more. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's time to tell the truth, neighbor.
It's time to tell the truth, neighbor. Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, we got to keep it real in the camp. We got to keep it real because our God is a real God. Tell somebody, say, our God is a real God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
He that is true. Come on here, somebody. He that has the key of David. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
David represents the covenant of God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And then he says, he that openeth.
Yes.
He that openeth. Now, that word openeth has an E-T-H on it, which means continue to open.
Yes.
But it means he is continuing to open doors for you in this hour. He ain't just opening one door. He's opening every door that you need open, Abba.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I don't know what door you need open, neighbor, but God says, I'm the God that opens doors for you. Come on here, somebody. Catch this, y'all. Right here. Listen. Everything in the spirit realm is a door. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Everything in the spirit realm is a door. That's why everything is centered upon our obedience and disobedience. Because depending upon what you do, it will be dependent upon what door opens for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Every door of obedience, every act of obedience opens the door of blessing. Come on. If you want a blessing, just obey God. Come on here, somebody. Because the door is going to open as soon as you obey. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The key that you need, neighbor, is your obedience. Your obedience is the key to your blessing. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost, tonight. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Your obedience is the key to your blessing.
I'm on the phone.
And don't try to figure out when God tells you to bust a move, you just bust a move and watch the door open behind your obedience. Come on, here, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
He that openeth, and no man shutteth. Circle that word, no man. Don't you know once God opened a door for you, can't no man shut the door? Who is the Holy Ghost talking to tonight? If God opened a door for you, don't worry about nobody trying to shut it. Honey, they can't shut it. Amen, because they didn't open it. So they can't shut no door. They didn't open it for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
I don't know if y'all heard what the Lord said. God said, I'm giving an open door that no man can shut. Come on here, somebody. So I don't care how they eyes may shine and they teeth may grit. Amen. Amen. None of that door would they be able to deal with. Because God is saying, if I open the door, who got enough power to shut a door that I open? Come on here, somebody.
Nobody.
Oh,
come on now.
Nobody. People going to be wondering, how did you get up in there? How you get up in here? This is exclusive. This is VIP. How you just, I've been trying to get in here for years. Amen. You know what? I was just talking to God about the same door you about to go through. Yeah, but he didn't open it for you, baby. He opened it for me. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, your door is about to open. Ooh, y'all better hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Neighbor, your door is about to open.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to walk through an open door, neighbor? Oh, no, so cold. And if daddy say tonight, take the limits off me. Take the limits off. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop thinking about what you ain't got. God said, this is about me and you. I got everything. Don't you worry. I got you. I hear people say, I got you. I got you. I got you.
I see you getting ready to walk through it, neighbor. I'm in the Holy Ghost right now. I'm seeing God get ready to open up some doors. Somebody get ready to get a new house. Glory to God. The house going to look immaculate. Come on here, somebody. Take the limits off of God. Amen. God said, how many bedrooms you want? Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
With a pool on
Come
the
on.
Inside. Come on here, somebody. Upstairs, downstairs. Hallelujah. You
yes,
even got a movie theater in your house. Callavo. So cold.
Come
on. Sando. You're going to have some haters. Come on here, somebody. They're going to be wondering, how you in here? How can you afford this? My God.
Oh,
y'all are Sando.
Yes, Lord.
God said, take the limits off. What you want, says the Lord. Hallelujah. She said, nothing is too hard for me. Come on here, somebody. Nothing. No, no,
thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He said that no man shed it. And he shed it and no man opened it. Come on here, somebody. God's about to shed some doors in your life. Woo! Prophesy,
hallelujah.
Holy Ghost. Prophesy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord said you ready to shed some doors in your life.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because the enemy been trying to torment you with some doors that God said, I'm getting ready to shed them.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good job.
And the enemy not going to be able to use it against you no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, amen, he going to shed it so tight, amen, all the enemy going to be able to do is look at it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many of you said, neighbor, when God shut a door, can't nobody open it? Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
And God said,
come on.
You get ready to look so good that they ain't going to even be able to recognize that you was even in that door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said they're not going to be able to recognize your past. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
The enemy has been trying to use your past, but God said, I'm getting ready to shut the door.
Yes, Lord.
To your past. Demon, I can even recognize your past when God gets through. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Remember when the three Hebrew boys, they was in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. This was somebody that night. Glory to God. The Bible says when the Lord brought them out the fire, they didn't even smell like smoke. Come on here, somebody. They couldn't even tell they had been in the fire. Oh!
Wow.
God brought them out so good, they didn't even have any residue.
Hallelujah.
Who is the Holy Ghost talking to tonight? God said, when I get through with you, yeah, you've been in the streets, and yeah, you've been through this, and yeah, you've been through that. But he said, when I get through with you, your testimony going to be so clean, you're going to have to tell them that you've been through it, because they ain't going to be able to recognize that you've been through nothing. They're going to say, no. You are, yeah, amen, but I'm not what I used to be. Come on here, somebody.
He brought me out.
Somebody is shouting and saying, baby, he brought me out so good, I don't even look like what I used to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I told you the things I've been through, you wouldn't believe me, baby. He done cleaned me up so good, I don't look like that. I don't even smell like what I've been through. Hallelujah. I don't even smell like what I've been through. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But let's look at verse 8.
Yes, Lord.
Here's what the Lord really wants us to focus at tonight. And all of it he wants us to focus on. But let's look at verse 8. He said, I know thy works. Hallelujah. He said, I know how you've been working for me. I know thy works. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that God is talking about, I see you when you don't feel like moving from me, you move from me anyway.
Amen. I see, amen, how you push for me. I see how when the enemy try to stop you, you maneuver around it. You don't allow him to stop you. Hallelujah. I know thy works. I know when they talk about you, how it hurts you, but you keep on working. I know when they tell you that you ain't going to be able to get it done, you keep on working anyhow. So I wish somebody would go there with me tonight. Because I know your work. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, keep on working. I don't care what they say about you. Keep on working, neighbor. Keep on working the work, neighbor. Why? Because God looking at the work. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
and plead with your work. Come on, to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know thy works. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, tell your neighbor right quick. Say, neighbor, God knows my works. Hallelujah. He knows. He knew all about it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he do.
That's why I keep working, neighbor, because I know my labor is not in vain. Come on here, somebody. I know I'm not working for nothing. Come on here, somebody. I'm working because I know that if I keep on working, he's going to give me a crown. Double cold, tied out my son. No. Tell about the neighbor, don't you stop working because God's going to give you a crown if you keep working. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I know thy work. And because he know your work, neighbor. You might have to pull your mule over and do like Shouting John for a minute. Honey, he said, I know thy works. Behold. She said, because you never stop working for me. I have set before you an open door. The Lord said, because you didn't stop working for me, now I've set before you an open door.
Come on.
What do the open door mean, Apostle? That means whatever you've been desiring, God says the door for your desire has been opened. Now, by Sunday.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In other words, you ain't got to wait for God to open the door. God says, I've already opened it.
Thank
All you got to do is walk through it. Come on here, somebody. He said, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what the Holy Ghost saying?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I will speak that to the sheep that you've given me. This will be the season. Can y'all all hear me tonight?
Amen.
God finna fix it. In your spirit that you ain't don't care what nobody say about nothing that God is getting ready to do in your life.
Yes, hallelujah.
Y'all didn't hear the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm getting ready to bless you so tough, you ain't don't care what nobody say.
Man.
Because he's already set before you what? An open door. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he said, no man can shed it. Come on here, somebody. So all your haters and all your witchcraft haters and all your warlocks and those that's trying to work the gooby dust, hallelujah, glory to God, and they lighting candles, God said, they might as well blow them out because can't no man shut the door.
Come on, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, for thou hast a little strength. Amen. Reach up and say, Lord, give me strength.
Give me strength, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because you've been working for me nonstop. You've been going strong. You've been going hard in the paint. But God said, I'm getting ready to send some strength your way. Lord, thank you for the strength.
Thank you, God.
Can anybody feel the strength of the Lord right now? God said, I'm sending you strength. How about
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes,
he said, but I have a little strength.
But tell somebody, say, my strength is about to get bigger. Come on here, somebody. God is about to make my strength bigger. Amen.
Yes,
God is about to give me supernatural strength. God's about to give me gorilla strength. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
he getting ready to give me King Kong strength. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
They gonna be thinking that I feel God strengthening somebody right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that when the Lord sends strength,
Hallelujah.
He sends joy? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How you gonna know you done got your strength back, neighbor?
Hallelujah.
You gonna have so much joy? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. They're going to think something wrong with you, neighbor.
Yes.
You're going to be so happy and so joyful. They're going to think something wrong with
Thank
you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? Why you can't stop laughing?
Hallelujah.
Why are you so...
Hallelujah.
Don't you know we're in a depression? Don't you know we're in a recession?
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that what's your name, Biden is the president? And how are you so happy? Don't you know what they talking about doing? Hallelujah. But you know what? I just can't help it, neighbor, because I'm connected to heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God has opened the door for me that no man can close. I wish somebody would give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm praising God for my open door. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If you husband and wife, you need to look at each other and say, baby, we're going to walk this thing together. We're going to walk in this thing together. Come on here. Hallelujah. Well, amen.
Bye-bye.
Come on and take my hand, baby. We're going to walk through this open door that God has given us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We got doors for me. It got doors for you. It got doors for our children. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. I just see God opening doors all around you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And God said, when I open the door, as I open these doors for you, don't downplay. Upgrade. Upgrade means praise him for the doors. Come on here, somebody. God is so good, neighbor. Every time I turn around, it feels like my birthday. Come on here, somebody. God is so good. Every time I turn around, he's blessing me. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
God is so good. Hallelujah to me and my glory to God. I just can't wait. You just don't know. Like I know what he's doing for me. Come on here, somebody. I don't mean to brag, neighbor, but I sure mean to brag about my God. Come on here, somebody. He must got an awesome love for me, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. He won't let me do nothing. Come on here, somebody. He doing everything for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He said, for thou hast a little strength. I'm in verse 8. And thou hast kept my word. Come on here, somebody. How many of you testify tonight and say, neighbor, I done been through hell, but I kept the word. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, the devil been trying to hit me every which way. And then he turned around and tried to throw the kitchen sink at me. But I kept the word of the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
I kept the word that the Lord gave me. I stood on it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Even when I couldn't see nothing, I stood on the word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When the enemy
said
I wouldn't, God said I would. Glory to God. I stood on the word. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Say, I stood on
it
anyhow, neighbor. And I stood on the word anyhow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you got that testimony tonight?
He said, I'm finna bless you because you have kept my word. Come on here, somebody. God said, because you didn't deny my word. Come on here, somebody. You kept my word. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Tell them about that neighbor. I didn't deny the word. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I held on to the word. Come on here, somebody. That's why God is holding on to me, neighbor, because I held on to the word. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to God tonight. We praise it tonight, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on tonight.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Give God a victory praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a victory praise.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm running my victory lap tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is giving me the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm running my victory lap tonight. Glory to God. I can see the victory. Come on here, somebody. I see victory at the end of the tunnel. Come on here, somebody. I tell the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 And tell somebody that because I kept the word, is keeping me. Come on here, somebody.
I kept the word,
neighbor, and now the word is keeping me. Come on here, somebody. He's keeping me. He's keeping me. Oh, he's keeping me, neighbor. I feel that preacher man tonight. He's keeping me. Glory to God. He's a keeper. Come on here, somebody. I don't know the God you serve, but the God I serve is a keeper. Come on here, somebody. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. He's a keeper. He's a keeper of my soul. Come on here, somebody. He's keeping me. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's keeping me. Come on here, somebody. That's why I'm not sick because he's keeping me. Come on here, somebody. That's why I'm not broke, busted, and disgusted because he's keeping me. Come on here, somebody. That's why I got joy unspeakable and full of glory because he's keeping me. He's keeping me, neighbor. He's keeping me, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. I know you wonder how I'm making it. On the word. Amen. Did
thank
I kill? And now it's keeping me. Come on
hallelujah.
Here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's keeping.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
After this, we're going to close it out.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 8 says, and has not denied my name. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
How many
thank
of you been
Lord.
Keeping the
hallelujah.
Name of Yahshua? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many of you been keeping the name of Yahshua HaMashiach on your lips? Come
yes,
on here, somebody.
Lord.
How many of you been keeping the name of Yahshua HaMashiach? Hallelujah. The
yes.
name of the Lord, son, though. God said, because you have not denied my name. See, when you deny the name, that means you walk away from him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
when you deny the name, that means you saying that the name ain't everything that the name is. Come on here, somebody. You saying that the name can't save. You saying that the name can't deliver. You saying that the name can't set you free. Come on here, somebody. But how many of you know that all power is in his name? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would call his name. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody call his name, beloved. Hallelujah. Call on him. Call his name right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Call his name, hallelujah.
Name is the name, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Come on here, somebody. I might have but a little strength. Don't worry. I know how to run into the name of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. The name of the Lord is my strong tower. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the righteous run in and they are saved. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Run into the name, neighbor. There you go. Find what you need. Hallelujah. Everything you need is in his name. Come on. Oh, come on, neighbor. You need to call his name. Thank you for your name, Yahshua. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The more I
call his name, the better I feel. Come on here, somebody. I can't stop calling his name. Because the more I call it, the better I'm feeling. Come on, neighbor. Hallelujah. Call his name. Oh, call his name.
Thank you.
Oh, folks used to say, but he's on the main line. Hallelujah. Tell him what you want. Come on here, somebody. Hey, he's on the main line tonight. Double cold right about Sunday. He's online. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, he's online tonight. Come on here, somebody. The Lord is on the line
tonight.
You need to call him up, neighbor, and tell him what you want. Come on here, somebody. He won't tell nobody else. Tell him what you want tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I'm going to bless you for two reasons. Child of God, I'm going to bless you because you have not denied my word and you have not denied my name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he said, because you haven't denied me, I'm not going to deny you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
He said,
Hallelujah.
Because you have not denied me, I'm not going to deny you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, because you wasn't ashamed of me. Y'all better hear what the Holy Ghost saying tonight. He said, because you wasn't ashamed of me, because you ain't ashamed of me. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, ain't no shame in my game. Come on here, somebody.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise.
Hallelujah.
If you ain't ashamed tonight, neighbor, come on, let your head out. If you ain't ashamed tonight, come on, get your praise on.
Hallelujah.
If you don't care what they gonna say about you, come on and lift him up. Somebody need to say yes tonight. I don't know where you are, but you need to say yes tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your way, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord yes. Somebody give God another praise. Somebody give God another shout. Somebody
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, can you see your open door yet? Hallelujah. Can you see God opening doors for you? Hallelujah. Can you see your open door, neighbor?
Praise the name. Hallelujah. Magnify your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hey, Shanto, Shando.
You're worthy.
Hey!
You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy.
Just felt a deposit go in somebody's belly. God just made a deposit in somebody's belly tonight. Your belly just got a Holy Ghost deposit. God, I was so cool.
You're worthy.
Somebody's been to hell that can't help it in a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor, that's the fire of God you feeling on you right now. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost you feeling on you right now. Hallelujah. That's the fire. That's the fire of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I say it just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Maybe I tried to not talk about it, but I couldn't help it. Maybe I tried not to speak of it, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. Name it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Somebody give God another shout.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, somebody give God another shout.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords another shout.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Somebody give the Ancient of Days another shout. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Somebody give the Lion of the Tribe of Judah another shout. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul, neighbor. He's a wonder. He's a wonder, neighbor. Hallelujah. I'm trying to let this thing go tonight, neighbor. He's a wonder. Oh, he's a wonder in my soul, neighbor. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. Oh, he's a wonder. Hallelujah. And his name can be called Wonderful. Come on here, somebody. His name can be called Counselor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Call his name tonight, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His name can be called Counselor. His name can be called Mighty God. Come on here, somebody. His name can be called the Prince of Peace. Somebody gonna mess around. You gonna get drunk tonight. Glory to God. You gonna get drunk. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a Holy Ghost skunk tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Forgive me, neighbor. I done mess around there, got me a dose of that Holy Ghost. He done mess around and pour me a drink, hallelujah. And I feel real fine tonight. Come on here, somebody. I feel real good, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Like the child of God should, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the Holy Ghost good tonight. I'm feeling Hallelujah. Real good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, this is how we do it over here in our hood. This is how we do it. Come on here, somebody. This is how we do it, neighbor.
Thank you, Lord.
See, we do it like this over here, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is how we do it, hallelujah. This is how we do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to now turn over back into the hand of our dear elder on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Once again, we have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. Same time, same channel with another dynamic word from the Lord. So we invite you to tune in, praise God, on behalf of First Lady and myself and on behalf of Apostle Curry and First Lady Curry. We love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed day.
Yes, we do.
Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. And how many of you know God about to do something real, real big? Glory to God.
Yeah.
If you hold on just a little while longer, I know he will come through just for you. I'm talking to the person who was frustrated to the point that you said throw the whole year away. The devil is a liar, 'cause what's coming for you, it's gonna be
big.
Get ready.
Open the windows of
heaven. Checks in the mail. Raises and bonuses. Healing in your body. Your children are going to make it. I believe. Mama, I made it.
God is about to blow my mind.
If you're doing it big, let's go. Pull your phone out and take a selfie. 'Cause what you look like now, you won't look like next year.
That is my season.
God didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far.
I believe.
Say this, it's my time.
That is my time.
Yeah.
It's my time.
You're doing it big, let's go.
How you feel it?
Breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. I'm
anticipating.
Fellas, top, get ready.
Ready.
I need it.
you, they better stay close to you. Cause the next thing God is doing for you, it's gonna be go, 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 go. The devil already know what it is gonna be. God bless you.
Lock a knife on me, don't know where I will be.
Thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away.
Yes, sir.
every tear from their eyes. Get ready for the revolution.
Get Yeah.